Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Tripp Stewart back from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital with another hopefully exciting and educational podcast. Today's topic is going to be laryngeal paralysis or LARPAR in dogs. So let's start with the anatomy first. The larynx is the opening in your throat, which allows air to go into the trachea. Outside air comes into the trachea, goes down the trachea into the lungs. But the larynx also prevents food and liquid from entering. It's like a trapdoor. It limits what can go in, but importantly, allows what should go in. It's also involved in vocalization. So when a dog barks, the larynx opens up and releases air out, which allows the dog to bark. It's a hugely important piece of anatomy that can become problematic in what is called LARPAR. LARPAR is a paralysis of the larynx, and it can either be one or both of the folds. So if you figure almost like swinging doors, that's kind of what the larynx looks like, two doors that swing and then close each other off. It's a mucus-covered soft tissue piece of flesh that helps seal the two doors of the pathway closed to the trachea. When this happens, either one or both sides of those doors become paralyzed. Usually it's one side, but you can't have both sides that become paralyzed. And they don't open when you breathe, and they're usually paralyzed shut in a flaccid position. This is most common in large dogs, although it can be seen in small dogs and cats, but it's a genetic problem in Bouviers, Huskies, Bull Terriers, Dalmatians, Rottweilers, but it's really common in Labs, Goldens, St. Bernards, and Newfoundlands. We see it here in Charlottesville in the emergency room a lot in Labrador Retrievers and Golden Retrievers, Labradors and Golden Retrievers. What do you see when this happens? So what are your signs? Well, the first thing you may notice is a change in your dog's bark. It sounds more hoarse. It sounds off. Your dog just isn't barking right. When people come in and they say, you know, the dog's just not barking right, then that's one of the first things we're going to look at. Noisy breathing. If one of the folds is closed, it's going to create this kind of a stridor in the airway that's going to be like a raspy kind of sound because you're not going to have the full opening of the airway. You'll see serious exercise intolerance because you imagine these dogs won't be able to get the full breath of air in when they're running. This is common in horses, but it's also common in dogs where the dog just can't run like it used to. It just is not as efficient. We're going to see coughing, gagging, retching. If food gets down there, that's a major problem. You're looking at an aspiration pneumonia. If you get liquid or food or milky water or whatever that's not supposed to be in the lungs, that's a major problem. But the most common thing that comes into the emergency room, the most common reason they come in the summer all the time is heat stroke or heat exhaustion or overheating, because dogs don't sweat. And when you have half their airway closed off, it really reduces the efficiency of their pant. They get oxygen deprived, they start panting, and they can't pant nearly as much as they could. Their heat exchange is off, and so we see these overheated dogs. That's the most common presentation. So how do you diagnose this? Well, the only way to do it is on a physical exam, really a sedated exam. You're going to have to sedate the dog and then open deep in the mouth and the throat and watch the larynx as the dog is breathing sedated. So you really can't do it just by looking at your dog and saying, oh, I bet it's got LARPAR. I mean, with breeds and history and things like that, we can make a good guess on it, but we're not going to be able to confirm it. We often do blood work, thyroid levels especially, because 10% of all LARPAR dogs are hypothyroid. It sounds like a low number, but it's something very significant. And then if your dog has aspiration pneumonia, we're looking at x-rays and CBC and blood work just to make sure that it's not too bad and how bad it really is. And then how do you treat LARPAR? That's the next question everyone asks me, of course. The only real treatment is a surgical treatment. It's called a tieback procedure. Again, this was kind of perfected in horses, but what they do is they actually tie the paralyzed laryngeal fold back so that instead of being closed, it's permanently open. Well, I just explained to you that these things are very important in keeping food and liquid out of the throat or the trachea. Well, this is a possible side effect. There's an increased risk for future aspiration pneumonia. You can fix this with certain feeding habits and just being very cognizant of the fact, but you'd rather have it paralyzed open than paralyzed closed. It lets your dog live a much more normal life. Imagine trying to breathe through a straw all day. It's really a problem. So tying it open, this is a surgical procedure usually done by a board-certified surgeon. Although some local vets are able to do it, it's usually referred out. So what do you do if you suspect your dog has laryngeal paralysis? First and foremost, calm the dog down. You need to stop that pant. You need to stop the exercise intolerance. You need to stop the gasping for breath. Second, keep these dogs cool. I mean, air condition them. Keep them really cool until this problem is either fixed or diagnosed. You want to be very careful feeding them. Try to keep this food from being gobbled down by the dogs. Try to keep the liquid content to a minimum of your food. You want to then visit your vet. If you can, you want to perform surgery on these dogs because that's the true fix. That's if you see your dog and you have the time. More often than not, these dogs come into the emergency room and they're always overheated, gasping for breath, coughing, blue. I mean, real respiratory stress. And when they come to the emergency room, one of the things we do initially is we sedate them. We knock them out because we want them to calm down. We can also place a tracheal tube in them, which bypasses that spot and lets air go right through and lets them breathe. And then we're certainly going to cool them off. And that's real important. But this is a serious problem. And if you own a Labrador or a Golden Retriever in Charlottesville and your dog is showing any of these clinical signs, really have them checked out by your local vet because we'd hate to see them in the emergency room. I hope this helps. This is Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital. You can visit our website at www.greenbrier-emergency.com if you want to look at other podcasts or other blogs. We've got it all. Come look at us. Thanks.